Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you're enjoying the weather out there. Let's just say it was the sun. Yeah, looking out the studio window right now is a partly cloudy sky, you know, puffy clouds in a blue sky, the sun peeking through, and a balmy 13 degrees, I believe, and on my car thermometer said 13, but just looking at the thermometer here in the studio, it says 10. So, but at least we're in the double digits. It was cold last night. We got down to coldest that we've had this winter. We were down to minus 15 at our house last night. One morning earlier this week, we were down to minus 14, and we've had several nights, almost just about every night we've been below zero. But as I always remind you, we live in little valleys, so all the cold air sinks down in there. But I hope wherever you're at, you're staying warm. People digging out from the snow, and boy, did we have snow. That was an unusual pattern of snow, and I was giving Pastor Lutz some grief after his confession on air here in the last half hour that he canceled his services on this past Sunday. Well, we had our Sunday morning service, and the parking lot had been plowed, but by the time we got there, it didn't look like it was plowed, and it just got worse. We canceled our evening service as well, and It was a quite a day, and as I was telling Pastor Lutz as he was going to leave, you know, when we were down in the Samoan Islands, we had a church that we had established there in Leiloloa, American Samoa, which is right on the Pango Bay, and every once in a while we'd have a tsunami warning, and I said, you know, we were on the top floor of a two-story building, and if we had a tsunami of coming in at 20 feet high or something like that, it would have wiped this out. I wouldn't have been saying, well, bless God, I'm not canceling church just for a tsunami. You know, I probably washed before the feet of the Lord. He'd be saying, listen, I gave you a warning. Why didn't you heed it? Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes discretion is the better part of valor, as they say. Well, I hope you're doing well and digging out, and do pray for people down in the east, southeast, and up along the coast, the east coast. They're expecting quite the storm coming up this weekend as well. So pray for them and people still recovering from power outages and things. But other than that, there's a lot of other things going on in the world, and we're going to be talking about them here today. Let me have you check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can find out more about me, more about the program. You can listen to past programs there, and there's a variety of information that you can link to, articles that I've written, link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I am the pastor. And also, let me remind you to check us out online at rumble.com. You can follow our services there, and our Friday night Bible study is on for tonight. It might be a little chilly, but we'll be there, and if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, great opportunity to come out to our Bible study on Friday night. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. It's an informal Bible study. You bring the questions, and we'll talk about them in light of God's Word. All right, let's jump into. We've got a guest calling in today, and we've got Chris Long, President of Ohio Christian Alliance, who is calling in, and we're going to be talking here about some of the things that are going on in regards to the fallout of the church invasion that we've been talking about up in Minneapolis City's church. Of course, it was invaded on Sunday morning, on the 18th, the Sunday morning service, and there have been some arrests already in connection with this. And Chris Long, welcome to the program today.
Good to be with you, Pastor Al. Thank you on this chilly Friday in late January.
Well, it's January. I've been telling people this is like, you know, the winters I remember when I was in, you know, a kid in high school, driving around mountains of snow everywhere and things like that. But this too shall pass.
Yes, it shall. We have Groundhog's Day on Monday, I do believe.
Yes, so that's coming up quickly, and of course, that just seems like it keeps coming around every year. But I'm not sure.
The bad news is, I think he's buried.
Well, yeah, I don't think the groundhog's going to be able to see a shadow or not on Groundhog Day, because I don't know if he'll be able to get out. Most places are still pretty well socked in. But, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit here, too, talking about what's going on here and the greater threat to churches as a whole when we think about this unprecedented. Well, I shouldn't say unprecedented. These things have happened, and there is some biblical precedence about this, which you might touch on here in a minute. But I was going to say the defense of these people. They've been saying that, well, it's a First Amendment right to protest. It's a First Amendment right, and I just want to get everybody on the right page here. The First Amendment, the United States Constitution, says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, Chris, you know a bit about the Constitution, and you're involved in a lot of governmental affairs. Am I missing something? But where in there does it give people the right to interrupt a church service? I mean, they were reading the scriptures when they came in and stormed the church and interrupted it. Where in the First Amendment do they find the right to come in and harangue people and shout obscenities and disrupt and cause the chaos that they did?
Well, of course, we're talking about the church attack at St. Paul, Minnesota, 2 weeks ago this weekend. Mm-hmm. And the breaking news is here, Pastor, is that Don Lemon, who was recording it, but also part of the protest, has been arrested. 3 a.m. last night, Eastern Standard Time, about midnight in L.A., he was arrested at his hotel by federal agents. And Pam Bondi made the following statement. Attorney General Pam Bondi wrote on X, "At my direction, early this morning, federal agents arrested Don Lemon, in connection with the coordinated attack on City's Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. Lemon was apprehended in Los Angeles while covering the Grammy Awards, according to his attorney, Abe Lull. But also, Miss Armstrong and Mr. Kelly, and Miss Allen, they were also arrested last weekend. So mm-hmm. that's a total of four, unless there's some others that were arrested. Because there was about 40 to 50 protesters that stormed that church in St. Paul that disrupted the services of what City Church. They were actually, the church was celebrating its 11th anniversary. They actually had the communion elements out, from what we can see in the videos. Mm-hmm. They were about to have communion. They were going to celebrate the 11th year of their church plant. And actually, the church was pretty much full. When we see the videos, we only see fewer congregants. That's because when this protest and disruption happened with these people yelling, and we're learning now profanities were yelled at these congregants, including the children, men, women, and children. And in fact, through an affidavit or an FBI report, we now learn that through testimony that they blocked members of the church from getting downstairs to get their children because they were leaving because of these disruptors that had come in, really a violent protest. And so more is coming out on this. And so, no, absolutely not. These people are in violation of federal law. We're going to find out exactly what charges have been filed against these defendants. But they're in big trouble. Now, there's, of course, the FACE Act, and we hear about that, and it establishes that you shall not disrupt a religious service. Of course, it also goes, it's been used by the Biden administration to go after pro-lifers at abortion clinics. But there's also other federal law that looks like it's going to be applied in this case. So these people are facing some very serious charges and possibly multiple years imprisonment because of their actions. Now, mind you, Pastor Al, this attack took place just 5 months after the horrendous shooting by a transgender madman at the Catholic church and school last spring, and where 29 were wounded, children were wounded, and two were murdered at the church. So this attack just took place in the same city. Why wouldn't local law enforcement swiftly move in and arrest these people? It took the Federal Justice Department and the FBI to act, which we're thankful for. But that just goes to show you how there literally is mayhem up there in the state of Minnesota in Minneapolis. Mr. Trump, the President Trump, actually spoke with the governor, Waltz, and things are beginning to change as far as on the streets with the federal agents who are doing law enforcement operations up there. And there's a lot that's broken up there in Minnesota, and more to come, of course, because there's a big fraud case that's going on up there of literally shaking down the federal government for all the various levels of applications for fraudulent health care clinics, child care, transportation, all this in the Somalian community. But this church was attacked. These protesters said, well, we believe that there was an ICE agent that was a member of the staff of the church. He wasn't even there that day. There is one of their pastoral staff that does also serve in his daytime job in local law enforcement. This is the pretense of which they said that they did this protest attack. But they're in big, serious trouble. And thank God for it that we have an administration, an FBI, and a Justice Department that's taking action, because this would have sent the wrong signal to churches across the country. We talked to pastors, we talked to congregants, and there is concern out there because of the new hostile environment we find ourselves civilly in our country right now. We do need to pray for peace within our nation.
And, you know, Chris, you had brought up the FACE Act, which is one of the things that they're talking about, which makes it, of course, a federal crime. And the FACE Act, interestingly enough, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, was actually signed into law by President Bill Clinton. And Ted Kennedy and some of the others at that time were the ones responsible for it. But it's interesting because I believe it's the Minnesota Secretary of State, Keith Ellison, was trying to say this doesn't apply. It only has to do with abortion centers and things like that. But the reality of the FACE Act is that, and I believe then-Senator Jesse Helms was instrumental in getting churches and houses of worship added to it, and a number of the Democrats signed on to it as well because it would also prevent the interruption of black churches. And if you recall back in the 90s, there were some arson attacks and things against black churches in the South. And so it is kind of interesting that the FACE Act, which was originally passed, the original part of it was to suppress Christians from peacefully protesting outside of abortion clinics, it can actually be used against these people who invaded the church. There's another federal act, the Enforcement Act of 1871, which is also called the Third Enforcement Act or the Ku Klux Klan Act. And I saw something specifically that Don Lemon might be charged under this, which I think is kind of the irony that Don Lemon was going to be charged under the Ku Klux Klan Act. But this also was established during the post-Civil War era to prevent people from depriving citizens of their First Amendment rights, including the right to peaceably assemble in churches to worship as they please. And so these are two of them. And of course, there's other federal laws and things, as you mentioned, as well as state and local laws that might come into play on some of these. But you're absolutely right. This is something that has to be taken addressed. It has to be taken care of. People do need to be arrested. There needs to be accountability. Without accountability, as you said, people feel they can do more of this. And Don Lemon himself, during the invasion of this church, also said that this was something that was designed to make people feel uncomfortable. And Keith Ellison, the Attorney General there in Minnesota, said that this is something we have to expect in a free society. What do you think?
Well, he's going to rue the day that he said that, because he's the one that's going to be uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable right now as he's an inmate at the justice system jail in Los Angeles, and he's getting booked, and he's getting his mug shot taken. He probably will be released by a federal judge locally, but no, they're going to be facing some serious crimes here. And this is according to the CNN News Legal Desk, okay? A liberal legal analyst saying these folks are in trouble. And so, no, by all rights, we're going to see the law applied here, and they're going to rue the day that they entered into that church. And that's what we need to see, because it sends a strong message that that's not going to be tolerated. Places of worship are sanctum in our country under our First Amendment, and we're not going to have any of that. So, you know, again, at the Ohio Christian Alliance, we advocate for First Amendment religious liberty issues, and we think about what has happened here in Ohio back in 2020, 2021, when there were 60 church attacks in our state. We worked with the Attorney General's office to track down with local law enforcement. There was anywhere from arson, damages at churches, other disruptions, threats against the church and pastors. And so those were logged back in 2020-21. And so there was a church in Columbus, of course, St. Joe's Catholic Church, that was attacked on a Friday afternoon in a special service. On Sunday, the Attorney General and myself went and joined services there with them, and calling for local law enforcement, local city officials to pursue those perpetrators, which they did. They received fines. Some of them received some in jail time. And we never saw any more attacks on that church or any other churches in the greater Columbus area. And that's why it's so important to nip this in the bud, to get on top of it right away. That's why we advocated for it, not just Ohio Christian Alliance, but our national arm, Christian Alliance of America. And people can find us at both websites, caamerica.org and, of course, Ohio Christian Alliance. But, you know, what we didn't want to see is nothing done. If nothing is done, all you're doing is encouraging more of this kind of action, and then it will only escalate and get worse. That's why there must be enforcement. That's why we pray for those in authority, Pastor Al,
mm-hmm.
that the magistrate doesn't bear the sword in vain, as the Bible says, and that obey the laws of the land. Well, that's why this is all important.
Well, Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, echoed what you're saying, or you're echoing what he said, because in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, the Bible says, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." And, yeah. You know, when they were doing this, and like I said, Don Lemon was a part of it. He met with these people beforehand. He went there, and actually you can see the church filled with people when they broke in. But if you go and look at Don Lemon's own footage that he posted on his YouTube channel, and you can see where they came in, because his camera crew came in after the riot started, and they had just prayed, and Pastor, I believe it's Pastor Parnell, was reading the scripture. When they interrupted, during the reading of the scripture, they interrupted, and it just went downhill from there. I was going to mention that, I just had it right in front of me here, give me just a moment here. I was going to mention that the some of the leaders that were in this group, the civil rights attorney, self-proclaimed ordained minister, Nikema Levy Armstrong, she was kind of the ringleader of this. She met with Don Lemon in the undisclosed parking lot beforehand, and then he interviewed her in the church as if he had just met her for the first time. She piously marched up the center aisle of the sanctuary proclaiming, "This is not a Christian church." And told Don Lemon that their purpose there that day was to disrupt business as usual. You also had Chantel Allen, who was also arrested, like Armstrong was, on the last week. She's a St. Paul school board member. She defended this as a necessary action, and I I've got Don Lemon here, where he said directly, this is what the First Amendment is about, the freedom to protest. I'm sure people here don't like it, but protests are not comfortable. And as I said earlier, Minnesota State Attorney General Keith Ellison, later on Lemon's YouTube show, said that, I think this is just something we got to live with in our society. So it's just freedom of expression. And one of the things that they were doing with this is if we don't stand up, if God's people don't stand up against this evil, it's only going to get worse, because they were actively saying that this needs to be happening around the country, not just in Minnesota. And so, Chris, I appreciate what you're doing, alerting people about this. As we go forward, I'm sure more information is going to come out, other people arrested. Thoughts that you have for churches?
Well, this is good news that these arrests have happened, because it sends a strong message to those who are even considering doing this. First of all, those in Minnesota, in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, because that's where agitators are organized right now, but also anywhere. So that really sends a strong message. That's why we put out a statement about it. That's why we spent time on our radio program about it. And I appreciate you, Pastor Al, having me on today. And people can learn more about our organization and our advocacy at our website at ohioca.org, or just search Ohio Christian Alliance. And you can learn more about us taking positions for religious liberty and our First Amendment rights. So, you know, the president actually promised that he would defend religious liberty, and he actually established the faith office in the White House in the West Wing. He made that announcement at the National Day of Prayer last spring, which I was honored to be part of at the Rose Garden ceremony. And so the president's keeping his word to the American people that he is going to defend religious belief and religious practice in this country. And so those who think otherwise, like Mr. Lemon and his cohorts, they're going to find themselves, and they have, on the wrong side of the law, and they're going to have to be dealing with possibly a jury or judge in this instance. And so they may be facing some jail time when this is all said and done. We'll see how this case plays out. But as of right now, they've all been charged by the federal authorities, and they have court dates that will be coming.
And certainly we'd be praying that justice is done, but there's certainly a lot of video evidence, their own video, that'll be used against them. I was going to say we got just a little over 2 minutes to go. When we're thinking about all of this, you know, a lot of complaints that people have had against President Trump and Attorney General Bondi is that, where are the arrests? Where are the arrests? Nobody's going to jail. I think that's one of the things that's been so good with this, is that arrests have happened quickly, and that's what we need to see. There's a whole host of other areas where things are taking place. We need to see arrests. We need to see people held accountable. And, you know, when people are held accountable, when there's, you know, people can see there's consequences for their bad actions. You know, it prevents other people from trying to do the same. Had they gotten away with this in Minnesota, had this been swept under the rug, you would definitely see this happening more and more and more across our country. So, Chris Long, appreciate what you're doing with the Ohio Christian Alliance. And we've got a minute or so left. Mention something real quick here. We've got coming up in March, Ohio Reads the Declaration of Independence event coming up, don't we?
Well, that's right, at the Ohio State House on March 20th, and people can learn more at our website at ohioca.org. But we're actually having school children come in with legislators and some of our office holders. We'll be having a lunch reception afterwards, but it's going to be a celebratory reading of the Declaration of Independence in celebration of our nation's 250th birthday. And so teaching our young people the importance of these founding documents. We're so excited.
Well, absolutely. And freedom of expression. Remember, you know, Benjamin Franklin, when asked what kind of a government we had, he said, a republic, if we can keep it. It's only kept by remembering what these people stood for and what they went through to get this freedom that we have and standing up for it on a daily basis. So, Crystal, I appreciate what you're doing. And again, all of our listeners, I want to thank you for joining. Continue to pray. And, Chris, what's your website again?
That's ohioca.org, or just search Ohio Christian Alliance.
All right. Thank you. And again, to all our listeners, continue to pray for your government officials, pray for your church, pray for your pastor, and pray that people are held accountable when they do such things as we've seen happen. We're out of time. I want to thank you, and God bless. Join us again next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.